expectation, 20th of March, patient Rosemary Kalita, K-A-L-I-T-A, date of birth 5/27/1944. Rosemary Kalita was seen for evaluation of possible endocrine hypertension per paragraph. She states that she has had systolic hypertension for several years, although she has no specific symptoms such as dizziness, comma, chest pain, or shortness of breath per paragraph. Previous lab studies have shown elevated potassium, comma, decreased renin and aldosterone, and GFR of 31 per paragraph. Past history significant for thrombocytosis for many years and type 2 diabetes per paragraph. She's had renal cell carcinoma and nephrectomy in 2022 and gallbladder surgery in 2019 per paragraph. Family history is significant for hypertension in first-degree relatives and possible autoimmune thyroid disease paragraph. Social history, she lives at home, has worked as a seamstress and is now retired, period. She does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol per paragraph. Current medications, colon. Levothyroxine 0.1 milligrams daily, comma, metformin 500 milligrams, 2 pills a day, comma, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, comma, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, and Toprol XL 100 milligrams twice daily, period. Paragraph. General review was unremarkable, apart from scalp alopecia, period of total club systems were evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 164 over 80, comma, weight 149 pounds, the BMI is 27, period, the pulse 66 per minute, comma, regular, period. The thyroid glands on an RZ, normal lymph nodes, and masses of path of the neck, but the heart's not clear, and the peripheral examination is grossly intact, per paragraph. I've reviewed previous lab studies, which include normal serum metanephrines, comma, low renin and aldosterone, comma, normal cortisol at 13.3, comma, creatinine 1.6, and sodium level 136, period, paragraph. Impression, hypertension, comma, possibly multifactorial, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, hyporeninemic hypoaldosteronism, comma, chronic kidney disease, and hyperkalemia, period. She has secondary hyperparathyroidism, per paragraph. There's no evidence of pheochromocytoma or other adrenal hormone-producing tumors, which might give rise to sustained hypertension, period. Hyporeninemic hypoaldosteronism may be seen in some patients with type 2 diabetes who also have chronic kidney disease, per paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend no further evaluation for endocrine hypertension, but we'll see you back for a routine follow-up in due course, paragraph and dictation.